Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of March 14th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
God of War 3 for PS3,
Dragon Age Origins Awakening for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360,
Resonance of Fate for PS3 and Xbox 360,
Dead or Alive Paradise for PSP,
Bakugan Battle Trainer, Infinite Space, and Let's Draw for DS,
Command & Conquer 4 for PC,
and Supreme Commander 2 for Xbox 360.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Final Fantasy 13 and Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition for PS3 and Xbox 360,
Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver for Nintendo DS,
Yakuza 3 for PS3,
Sam & Max 2 Beyond Time and Space for Wii and PC,
Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger for PSP,
Assassin's Creed 2 for PC, if you could get to it. Ubisoft had denial of service attacks to the anti-piracy servers you have to access to prove you bought the game. This was no doubt to prove the point that this type of DRM is a fail.
For iPhone, we saw the launch of Chalkboard Stunts, Ragdoll Blaster 2, Raging Thunder 2, Sparkle, and Tweet Defense. Plus, free games Gun Dead Defense and Volkswagen Think Blue Challenge. That last one is an adver game that requires you to balance fuel consumption with speed, and it's actually not bad.
Shouldn't that be Think Green? Blue must be the VW brand color.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our March 8th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week we have a pick and win. If you're a God of War fan, this is a no-brainer. You'll want to play for the out-of-print God of War 2 art book with Game Guide. If not, well, Billy, do you like Warcraft games? We also have the Art of Warcraft book.
Pick your poison and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, March 18th.
Last week's winners:
Mike won the Final Fantasy XII Limited Edition Game Guide.
Red Ninja and JITFC won Blur beta codes by listening to the March 7th podcast. We have three more Blur codes this week, so if you want one, let us know by commenting on the post announcing this week's podcast.
2Gip won a Mod Nation Racers PSP theme code via Twitter.
Also, Warren didn't confirm his win of Zensa's Rainforest for DS from the previous week, so we've awarded it to the first runner-up, Akari. If you enter, be sure you have our domain whitelisted so you don't miss out on any prizes you might win. We had some good news for the podcast this past week. We were featured in This Week in Podcast, which is a podcast about podcasts. Each week, Nick McKinney scours his Google alerts looking for up-and-coming podcasts, which is how he found us. He spends a lot of time separating the signal from all of the noise, and we're so glad we ended up on the signal side of things. Incidentally, the Signal podcast, which covers the Firefly TV show fandom, was one of our inspirations when we started doing this. If you download This Week in Podcast number 43, you'll find our entire March 7th episode, the one with the Maw. Normally, Nick just excerpts podcasts, but ours was so short, he included the whole thing. He also said some great things about Busy Gamer News, like, "You will fall in love with the site." Aw, thanks, Nick. If you're looking for it on iTunes, we found the easiest way to get there is search on This Week in Podcast Nick. Give it a listen, podcast fans.
The other big news this week, well, probably bigger than our podcast being featured, is the PlayStation Move. This is Sony's answer to the Nintendo Wiimote and Microsoft's Project Natal. We have a picture on our site, but it looks, well, a little like a personal massager, and it requires the PlayStation Eye camera to operate. Sony assures us that it will make games like SOCOM 4 and Little Big Planet much more fun and interactive to play, but we are skeptical. We'll see when the moving camera bundle, priced at $100, hits retail this fall.
Comment of the week:
2Gip wrote about our snarky coverage of Rock Band 3, which, we recently learned, is due for holiday 2010 release. But the announcement revealed zero other details except that it will, quote-unquote, innovate and revolutionize the music genre once again. 2Gip writes,
"Maybe they will put an actual guitar, albeit simplified, as opposed to the 5-button plastic one. Although I must say they did improve quite significantly the quality of hardware since Guitar Hero 1.
We refuse to speculate at this stage, but now you have us drooling over phantom hardware. Stay tuned. As soon as we have real information, we'll report it.
You know, there's a new entry into the genre coming that's not Rock Band or Guitar Hero that has a real guitar with the buttons added to it.
Interesting.
Thank you. got sucked into the world of Silent Hill back when Silent Hill 2 came out for the original Xbox. The moody, foggy, emotionally charged world of James and his chilling encounters with the town's zombie denizens, nightmare nurses, and shriek-inducing baddies such as Pyramid Head was made richer by the game's music. I especially became obsessed with Silent Hill 2, playing all the way through 3 times to unlock different endings. We then went back and picked up the original Silent Hill for the PlayStation, which, despite its much more pixelated look and penchant for throwing bloodthirsty hounds at you when your health was already precariously low, was deep, spooky, and ultimately amazing.
The crown jewel of Silent Hill music is the Silent Hill 3 soundtrack. The game itself? Meh. Not bad, but not as deep or engaging as Silent Hill 2. At least for me. Girl Got Game never even finished it, and I wasn't blown away by the ending. Perhaps it's because Silent Hill 2 is the most secular of the series that we love it so. The religious fervor of Silent Hill 3 really put us off, though it certainly did have its chilling moments. But the music? Awesome. We still have the studio mix of the song I Want Love in heavy rotation, even today. When he was 4 years old, Pikachu fan asked me out of the blue while we were driving around, "What's Needle America mean, Daddy?" I had no idea what he was referring to or where he would have picked this up. Maybe it was some kind of anti-drug campaign at his daycare? He was insistent that it was a real thing. "It's in that song you play all the time." And he sang a few bars. Oh, that. Turns out he was mishearing I Need a Miracle.
Not all Silent Hill music is this, well, musical. Some of the tracks on the various soundtracks are spooky mood music. If you listen to music while drifting off to sleep, be sure to carefully construct your playlist to avoid jarring tracks like this, and let you want to dream of Pyramid Head.
Up the soundtracks for the first 3 Silent Hill titles, which are really the best ones in the series, both for music and gameplay, from a vendor at the Penny Arcade Expo a couple years back, and now they're available on iTunes. Look for links in the show notes.
We'd be remiss if we didn't point out that one of our regular bumper songs, by Sick Beats, samples a part of the Silent Hill 2 score called Laura Plays the Piano. It'll sound familiar in a few moments.
To find the tick, tick, tick of a heart. This past week, I posted another iPhone App Watch. This one focuses on the 10 apps that have passed the test of time, at least for me, and introduces one instant classic that I can already tell I'll still be playing a year from now. Five of them aren't even games, they're social media, shopping, or utilities. Here are a few highlights. Twitterlater Pro. I swore I would never buy a Twitter app for my iPhone, but eventually broke my vow after actor Nathan Fillion recommended it on Twitter. His geek advisors swore it was the best, and they were right. Ping. This is similar to SMS, but uses the iPhone notification API to very quickly text another iPhone. There's a free, ad-supported version, so there's no reason not to try it. Girl Got Game and I use this to stay in constant contact with no SMS messaging charges. Spring Fling. We mentioned this game once before, but it's worth repeating since, unlike so many other games that fly by, I'm still playing it months later. One reason is that it's easy to pick up this vertical platformer and enjoy it in short sessions, unless you're really good at it. I'm not going to set any records, but I do have fun making my spring jump as high as he can. Jigsawed. If you like jigsaw games, this one is bottomless. It comes with some decent starter images, but you can turn any picture on your phone into a puzzle or go fishing on Flickr. Just don't make the pieces too small. Medium-sized puzzles work best, at least until they add a zoom. And finally, that instant classic, Tweet Defense. When I heard it was a tower defense game, I almost passed. With rare exception, I'm usually not much of a fan of the genre. This is one of those exceptions. You basically drop a variety of turrets around the edges of a maze and mow down wave after wave of zombies. I love that the game gives you enough time to adjust your strategy. You just have to survive 20 waves without letting 20 zombies through. Deploying turrets on both sides of a narrow corridor and watching those sneaky, fast, stealth zombies get denied access to the store of brains at the end of the level is priceless. I don't see this getting old anytime soon. The game rewards you for being active on Twitter, but it's not a major part of the game. Though it might explain why I haven't lost yet. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory. What we're playing.
So we are in the Blur beta, and I have been spending quite a bit of time playing it, which is funny because I had no idea what it was when Game Watcher said I should go out and get a code for it, and now I'm the one who's spending most of the time in the beta. It's a wonderful racing game from the people who brought you Project Gotham Racing, but it adds sort of a Mario Kart element for grown-ups, and I do say grown-ups because it's not little turtle shells that hit you, it's big bad bombs and mines and all sorts of fun things, and when you wipe out, it's pretty spectacular. So I'm enjoying that quite a bit. And I've also started Bioshock 2 for my second pass through, and this time I will be going back to my traditional I have no morals, evil side of the force approach to gaming.
Well, I finally beat Bioshock 2, and as much as I like the game overall, the story was weak in places, and the last 30 minutes weren't all that much fun. It seemed like just a free-for-all. And what is up with that ending? No spoilers, except to say that I supposedly got the good ending, but you wouldn't know it. It does make me want to play again just to see how things turn out in the bad ending.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare includes Dracula, Undead Awakening, and Max and the Magic Marker. Virtual Console has Final Fantasy II for Super NES.
New DSiWare games are Four Travelers Play Spanish, a portable version of Dracula Undead Awakening, Elemental Masters, and Flips the Bubonic Builders.
The PlayStation Store has Mega Man 10, Feeding Frenzy 2, and the Dragon Age Origins Return to Ostagar expansion, plus the MLB 10 The Show demo.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 received the Bioshock 2 Sinclair Solutions Tester Pack, which raises the multiplayer rank cap to 50 and adds 20 trials and 2 playable characters. And the Resident Evil 5 Untold Stories bundle, which includes both Lost in Nightmares and Desperate Escape add-on packs.
Xbox Live Marketplace added Scrap Metal, even more Forza Motorsport 3 cars, including one freebie, and a bunch of new Rock Band Network tracks, including Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton, and a pair of Flight of the Conchords songs, The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room, and Demon Woman. Just a reminder that Rock Band Network is Xbox 360 only, and currently requires Rock Band 2 to purchase and play these tracks.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game, that's G-R-R-L Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And please, take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes.
Some of the music in the podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast. I
feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now.
New WiiWare includes Max and his magic marker.
Yes, we're 12, ladies and gentlemen.